Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be learning together Mizmor Lamed Ches, the 38th Mizmor in the book of Tehillim. And there is so much to learn, there's so much to appreciate. Let's look at the overview and structure first. This Mizmor is comprised of 23 psukim and is divided into five natural sections. There is, of course, the Kotevis, the inscription at the top, which is Mizmor LeDovid LaHazkir. LaHazkir means to remind. We'll come back to that in a moment and try to work out what exactly that means once we see the content. The five general sections are Beis, Teches 2 to 8, in which it describes the sickness of the person. The narrator is in a state of sickness and terrible suffering. The next section runs from Tes to Yud Gimel 9 to 13, which describes a state of loneliness socially from those who abandon him. And Psukim Yud Dalet to Tes Zion 14 to 16 are a description of quietness and hope in the future. There's 17 to 21, which is Yud Zayin to Chof Aleph, describe fear, the enemies are closing in, and finally a supplication at the end in Chof Beis to Chof Gimel 22 to 23 for salvation. And that ends with where he says, Al Tazeni Hashem Elokai, Al Tirchak Bimini Hashem, don't distance yourself from me. Tchushol Ezrasi Hashem Tashuasi, hurry to my help, Hashem, you are my salvation. That's how the Mizmor Go fits together. Now, let's try to put this all back together. What is the theme of this? The main theme seems to be sickness. Although it is true that there are a number of Mizmorei Tehillim, there are a number of Psalms which do talk about sickness. For instance, Mizmor Vav, Mizmor Yud Gimel, Mizmor Lamed, 6, 13, and 30. This one seems to dedicate the most amount of time describing the suffering due to illness. The actual illness is not mentioned, specifically what the illness is, but it does seem that it has to do something with the flesh, the skin, and a weakness which is generated because of that. So, as an example, in Pasuk Daled he says, "Ein mesom bivsori mibnei zamecho, ein shalom ba'atzomai mibnei chatosi." So the way he describes it over here is just to give a translation, is that he says, "There's no soundness in my flesh because of your rage, my wholeness in my bones because of my sin." He obviously views this as is correctly viewed as a spiritual. There's a spiritual causation to the state of suffering that he is in. There is also a description later on about enemies. So, for instance, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, it says, "Vayanak shuma vakshei nafshi v'dorshei roasi dibru havois umir mois kol hayom ye'egu." My enemies are just talking all the time about laying siege to me, about hurting me. So the enemies feature in here. How does the enemies work with sickness? Are these two separate problems that he's describing in his life? So one way of looking at it is no, the person is sick, and when a person is sick, they are concerned that their enemies are going to be speaking ill against them, and therefore this is a byproduct of the sickness itself. It could be that this is actually to intensify this perspective. It could be that this is said by the king, and the king's success depends on his health and his success against his enemies. So when he feels sick, his enemies are gloating, that is interconnected. It could be that the person who is sick over here, similar to being a king, might not be the king themselves, but might be one of the Chassidei Hashem, one of the righteous, pious people who represent God in this world. And when they are sick, other people gloat, and the Rishayim, the evil people, gloat and say, "Ah, you see, look what a person of God looks like. You see, there is no God." And therefore, the fight over here is a theological fight, not just about the sickness, but the sickness and well-being are, in effect, a reflection of the theology which they represent. And that might be what's going on over here, because the enemies are fighting over that. Finally, there's another perspective, and that could be this Mizmor is said about Israel as an entity, as one guf, as one body. And therefore, when describing the body of Klal Yisrael, of Israel, obviously the enemies to the nation are going to be described metaphorically as sickness to the body, to that entity of Klal Yisrael. In terms of dealing with the suffering, it is fascinating that Eov also went through terrible suffering. And he himself, his friends also abandoned him. Many people abandoned Eov and viewed that this was a theological punishment from Hashem, which is why in this Mizmor as well, it seems that the person is describing how that his friends distance himself from him. It sounds very similar to Eov, but it is actually different to Eov in the sense that that the person over here is describing this does accept the reasons for his being sick. So he looks at it and he sees that there is underpinnings of his own actions. As the Gemara in Brachos describes on Hey Amud Aleph, that the correct perspective, Rava says, in the name, it could be him or it could be Rav Chista, Imra Adam Yisushi Yisurin Boin Olav, if a person sees that suffering come to them, Rachmona Litzlan, Yafash Beish B'Masov, a person should search into their actions, should be very careful as to what they're doing. Pishpesh v'leimatz. So if a person looks into their actions and finds there is no cause to it, yisse bebitul Torah. A person should say that it might be because of a lack of learning Torah, of involvement in Torah. And finally, then the Gemara concludes by saying, v'im tola v'leimatz. If a person tried and could not find even bitul Torah, be'adua sheyisurin shel avohem. This must be yisurin shel avo. There must be suffering of love. Very hard to understand this Gemara. The Ramban in Shar HaGemul, when he discusses reward and punishment, explains the first stage of this Gemara is describing Yufashvish V'masov means to say negative things a person does. Bittul Torah means to say a lack of positive things a person could have possibly done. So the first thing a person says needs to check is, am I being destructive? If a person's not being destructive, they should ask, am I being constructive? Those are the first two stages. And then finally, the Yisurin Shel Avo is a debate as to whether Yisurin Shel Avo means to say senseless suffering, which is attributed to ultimately Hashem's greater plan. Or no, Yisurin Shel Avo is also when a person would be able to bring a korban, the Ramban says, they would be able to discharge a certain amount of guilt, which is no longer available now, in very, 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 we'll call it, in very, very subtle ways, the way that sin or lack of a positive action will have a resonance or consequence in the soul. And therefore, there's also this is also related to action. The person as the Meshorer, the narrator over here, is taking responsibility for his actions. He talks about how his sickness and his enemies pursuing them are as a function of his sin, but he still asks that his enemies be destroyed. So unlike Eov, he feels that he has done sufficiently enough contrition that should have taken care of his sickness, but he does not feel the enemies are warranted, which is why he's asking them to be destroyed. So that's an in-between place. I just want to make reference over here that a lot of times today, people will automatically jump to the idea that they are Eovs. A lot of people will automatically say it's unfair suffering, it's not fair. And, you know, Hashem should protect us all from suffering. But I once had a discussion with Meir Twersky from YU, and he said a very interesting thing. He says, so many people skip this shortcut, this Gemara. They say, you know what, it must be something which is unimaginable suffering. When the first step of the Gemara is that a person should look into their own actions, not looking into somebody else's, not about pointing fingers elsewhere, but a person should look inwards. And if a person looks inwards, then there may be things that a person needs to take responsibility. There's not every part of suffering is senseless suffering. There's suffering which is actually coming for a particular reason, and a person should be taking note of that. That's what this Gemara is saying, and that's what this Mizmor Tehillim seems to be saying over here. Sickness is not something we just get rid of with a pill. No, we don't just get rid of it with a painkiller. It's something that a person needs to take a cheshbon hanefesh in order to understand what they can possibly gain from this. And it's a very personal thing done by every single individual in their own way. In terms of events that happened behind this Mizmor, the Malbim already references, quoting the Medrash, that this was said after David Melech sinned with Bathsheba, the entire episode of the Bathsheba, he grew sick for a period of time, and it was during this time that his enemies were gloating over him and pointing out, you see, David Melech is now on the downturn, this is the end of his career. So therefore, David Melech over here is talking about how it is he composes during this period about begging for his own restitution, for his own salvation, and also that the enemies be silenced because they were not correct. This was not David Melech's downfall. David Melech was able to escape this. It is important to know that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, in one of the sugyas of David and Bathsheba, describes the pasuk in this mizmor, Ani la tzela nachon umachovile negdi tamid, is that he says, my pain is always in front of me. And the Gemara describes that Ruuya ha'yosa bas sheva bas Eliam le David misheshes ume bereshes ela sheba elo b'machov, that she really should have been the one to marry David HaMelech. They really needed to have this relationship. They really needed to produce a Shlomo. They were intended for each other. But ultimately, the way that they needed to go get there was through a lot of pain. And therefore, that's what David HaMelech is saying, is that I know ultimately it was important, it was necessary for this relationship to be consummated, but there was a lot of pain that one had to go through, very difficult decisions and sometimes incorrect decisions to get there, to get to that point. And that's what David HaMelech is talking about in this Mizmor. So it's very personal, it's very much related to David HaMelech's specific situation. In terms of the places in the davening that this appears, the whole Mizmor as a whole does not appear, but there are individual psukim. So for instance, Kila Hashem, Kilecha Hashem Ocholti, Ato Taneh Hashem Elokai, I wait for you Hashem, you will answer me, Pasuk Yudzayin, that appears in the davening on Yom Kippur, and another Pasuk, Al Tazveni Hashem Elokai, Al Tirchak Bimeni Hashem, don't abandon me, don't distance yourself from me, that also appears in the night of Yom Kippur davening. So a number of the psukim appear elsewhere. In terms of psukim in the spotlight, we're just going to focus on one right now, and that's the first pasuk, which is Mizmor LeDavid LaHazkir. LaHazkir is in the inscription. It means to be reminded. What is a reminding? What's going on over here? So the Radak says, no, it doesn't mean reminding. LaHazkir is referencing a particular tune that was used when singing. It was a certain meter used to describe this Mizmor when it was used in the Beis HaMikdash. Lazkir could also mean Sazeradak. Lazkir means to thank, to make mention of Hashem's goodness in this world. So after all is said and done, it's Mizmor Lazkir to mention all the goodness of Hashem in this world. Radak settles with a third interpretation, which is to remind a person who is sick to daven to Hashem, that a person should not simply just go to the doctor, a person should not just simply complain, a person should turn to Hashem, and the Lazkir is to remind the person himself to pray to Hashem. The Malbim expands it to a greater extent and says it's to remind a person of his sins always. Even when a person is doing well, a person should remember of this, remember their sins, remember the negative things they do in their life, and therefore do the correction so that a person should not arrive at the state of sickness, Rachman al-San. And finally, Rashi concludes, one way of looking at this is, La'amra b'shas tzor la'azkir tzora som shal Yisrael lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's more of a global idea, as we discussed beforehand, says Rashi, that in the end of the day, we remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look how much we're suffering. La'azkir Hashem, we're reminding you, please save us, we've suffered so much. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.